We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How do people know when you're serious? Parents, how does your family know that you are serious when you make a decision regarding them? How do your children know you are serious when you tell them to get up from the floor in the store when he or she has fallen out because they couldn't get what they wanted? Haven't you witnessed parents redirecting their children in stores only to see the child do the same thing over and over again with no consequences? Most people don't believe the authorities are serious about speeding until they get a ticket. When you are really serious about a decision you've made, you take action. You don't waver at the promise with no action or stagnation when you are serious. There's something within you that redirects your behavior. You may think to do that which is not favorable, but you won't act on it because you're seriously committed to the cause. Sometimes those decisions bring division. Everyone will not agree with you, and some will talk negatively about you. Some of what you say may seem controversial. Today, you will face division because you've made a decision to do what's not popular. You have decided to follow Christ. You've accepted Him as Lord and Savior, and it's brought division in your family, with your friends, at work, and maybe in your community. But I want you to be encouraged. You are following in the footsteps of your Lord. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39, it is written, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her father, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." Yes, you heard me correctly. Jesus said he did not come to bring peace. His coming would bring division because everyone would not follow him and his way. Everyone will not commit themselves to the cause of Christ. Don't allow anyone to stand between you and Christ. You must choose sides today. Your decision may separate you from others, not because that's what you want, but as a decision has to be made. I'm glad that you've decided to follow Christ. Now live in such a way that your family, your friends, your co-workers, and community can see the change God has made in your life through Christ and ask you for the reason of the hope that is in you. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.